Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. P.J. Walker, the star of the week, is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. P.J., welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for joining us. You don't know him, but my partner here, because he works for the NFL, he's uppity. And okay. So he thinks his stuff don't stink because he works for the NFL Network, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, he's really good friends with Chris Ballard. And I asked you about Ballard. What do you think of Chris Ballard? What'd you say?
I loved him. You know, I loved him as a person. I thought he was a great guy as well. You know, I just, you know, we came to agreement that pretty much, you know, things needed to change for me at this point right now.
I was in camp and saw you when you were there and talked to him about the quarterback situation. This is the year that Andrew didn't play.
By the way, Ballard's the GM of the Colts, and PJ signed there, played on a practice squad, played in preseason games for the Colts.
Well, I remember we were watching some of the practice. It was from early in camp, and he said, this is the kid that's got the big arm.
Yeah,
like this is a guy that we think has got a shot. We're going to see if we can develop him. And, you know, really at the end of the day, PJ, this is going to be a league where there are going to be some guys like yourself who see this as developmental opportunities and opportunities to get the reps that you can't get in the league. And it gives you your chance to put tape out there. I know for other guys, this is going to be their league. But then for people, I think, like you, PJ, it could turn into a bounce-back opportunity on an NFL roster.
Absolutely. You know, I feel as though this right here is giving a lot of guys the opportunity to go out there on the field and get film. You know, a lot of guys that got practice squad years that haven't been out there on the field to play in live action games like that. Like, that was my first time in 3 years playing a full football game, you know. So that was the opportunity that, you know, I had to take full advantage of.
Well, what Ballard, and when I asked him last week, I said, tell me about PJ. And what he told me, he said, he can't play robotic. He's got to make plays. He's got to – the improvisation is important with – because if he's a robot in June Jones' offense, it's just not going to work. And sure enough, you were on time sometimes. The first touchdown to Cam Phillips was perfect. It was great. But then the Mobley catch, you scrambled out of the pocket. You made something happen. Mobley escapes, and you hit him. You got to have a little bit of both, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, just to have that, just to be able to extend plays and keep drives alive. You know, this is a league where, you know, the D linemen and the linebackers are real fast. So, you know, you got to be able to extend plays and give other guys opportunity outside the pocket.
PJ Walker with us here on ESPN 97.5. Well, early on, I was with Nick Holly at an event, and he said, you know, we basically have four plays with eight plays off of four plays, and you could do it from each side. We got about 64 plays when basically we have four. It all depends on where the defense is lining up. What's amazing to me is that you guys have been so efficient when you got to do so much reading, and you guys haven't been together that long.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a credit to Coach Jones. You know, he does so much with us just getting to be able to learn the offense. You know, that's the first thing. You know, we have to be able to learn the offense and know the offense. And he does a great job of individual of. So our individual period is longer than normal just because we're going over those type of things. And it's helping the receivers.
Yeah, you got to be on the same page all the time with your receivers, right? Because if he reads the safety back or he reads the safety up, whatever the case may be, you guys have got to be on that same page.
Absolutely. And I got to trust that they see what I see, and they got to trust that I see that we all see it honestly, that we all see the same thing.
What do you think of how difficult has it been to learn June Jones' offense?
It hasn't been that difficult. I've seen these route concepts my freshman year of college. You know, Matt Rhule tried to implement a little bit of it in the offense at Temple a little bit. So, just seeing the same concept, but seeing more to the offense as well. You know, seeing the real running shoot, seeing how many plays they really have, seeing all the different concepts and all the different variations they have as well.
You in good with Rhule because he's in Carolina now with Joe Brady, who just made Joe Burrow a Heisman Trophy winner. He made him a lot of money. You in good graces with Rhule?
Yeah, man, Coach Rhule always is in good graces. You know, we talk, but you know, he's going to do what he got to do, you know, to benefit his team.
PJ, you when you take on, you know, there's one of the things about this league is there's going to be areas of position, you know, positions where you have some guys who have that are going to be more talented than others, certain positions.
Yes.
I think you have an advantage because you've got some offensive linemen there with some NFL experience. And based on what I know about all those different linemen on the different teams, I looked at them. I would say your offensive line is probably going to be one of the better ones in the league. What did you see from them in the first week? I mean, there's going to be a difference. D-line usually is going to have an advantage. But tell me what you saw in the first week of the season.
I also think they did a great job, you know, with just communicating and picking up the blitzes and seeing what they see. I thought everything. I thought the O-line and the running back all was in sync this weekend. You know, I thought they picked up everything real well. And I thought they was just doing a great job, you know, protecting and using their hands as well. You know, they did a great job of keeping me clean.
PJ Walker with us on ESPN 97.5. Who's the meanest of them? Tratola?
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
That's a grinder. Yeah. That's a guard.
Yeah.
He's definitely.
Yesterday, he's running down the field trying to throw a block on a bubble screen, and he knocked over a table, all pissed off. He just seems like Sebastian Tratola. You don't want to make him mad.
No, you don't at all.
No. So, but here's the deal on that as well: is you're getting minimum protection. You're going to have five guys in routes, and you're going to have five guys blocking. So if they're bringing the heat, you gotta pick that up right away, right? By the way, you're gonna have to get rid of it in a hurry.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just we gotta be able to pick up our blitzers, and I gotta be able to know who I'm responsible for, and our receivers just gotta adjust the routes. You know, we know we got hot breaks, so we gotta break their hot routes, and once the guys get the ball in their hands, then you gotta make plays, and you know.
What did you see out of St. Louis defense last week?
I thought they were fast. I thought they flew around. They made plays for real. They was out there flying around. They had a lot of energy, you know. And I feel like their secondary is pretty big, and their secondary could play as well.
Yeah, they used McCoyle as a linebacker. That dude looks like he's a safety.
Yes. They used 26. He's like a safety. But, you know, they use them down in the box. So, you know, we got to take advantage of that opportunity as well.
I'm kind of curious. Does this feel like a throwback to being in college football a little bit because of, you know, the manner in which the offense is going to be run versus some of the NFL stuff that you saw?
I would say so.
I mean, offensively, just schematically, not, you know, the type of football.
Yeah, just basically, yeah. So you get a lot of teams that do not run. They run and shoot every down and distance, you know, of the game. But, you know, here, it's every down, we're possibly in five wide, possibly in four wide. So, when you in the NFL, you only get that really on third down sometimes, you know. You get guys that line up in five wide. And so most teams have a tight end out there as well. We don't have really a tight end, so.
No. Or a fullback. Well, you got a fullback this week. D'Angelo Henderson had a clavicle problem. So, Marquez Williams is up. That dude's a load. So, but. Do you guys need to run the ball more, or are you fine with taking the whole load on your shoulders?
I'm fine with whatever. You know, we need to win. You know, if it takes me throwing the ball 60 times a game for us to win the game, that's what we have to do. If it takes me throwing the ball 25 times a game, that's what we have to do.
Whatever. And then you'll be the star of the week every week. That'll be fun.
I appreciate that. That'd be good.
Yeah, well, great week last week. Hopefully, you know, we got to get that crowd out there again. That was some kind of fun with that. There was some kind of energy in that building, wasn't there?
Absolutely. The energy was electric. You know, the guys, the fans came out and showed a lot of support, showed a lot of love. It was fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we'll let you go. We appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us. PJ Walker, the star of the week in the XFL. Hopefully he'll be that again this week. Good luck against St. Louis. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all for having me on.
All right, man. That's PJ Walker right here on ESPN 97.5. You're home for Roughneck Football.